been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Tiny Grimes and his Rocking Highlanders, going back to September 1950. Frankie and Johnny featuring Red Prysock on the tenor. Of course, Tiny Grimes on the tenor guitar, only four strings. Swing us in to the opening of the program, Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We've got nothing but great forgotten sounds for the next 5 hours. We'll blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage, starting with Buddy and his sister, Buddy Johnson.
Jackie hits that ball.
When he swung his bat, the crowd went wild, because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hits that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanella, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat,
the other team is through, boy.
Hit, hit, Jackie Robinson, hit that ball. Hit it, hit it, boy, and that ain't all he stole.
Yes, yes, Jack is real gone.
Satchel Paige is Mella, so is Campanella, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through, boy.
Hey, Jackie Robinson, hit that ball, did he hit it? Boy, that ain't all he's thrown.
Yes, yes, Jack is real gone. Jackie is a real gone guy.
And romancing, 'cause I'm going to be good as I can be till my baby comes back to me. It's no need for you to start flirting, 'cause daddy, I ain't jiving. I'm certain that I'm going to be good as I can be till my baby comes back to me. Although he treats me mean and low down, he's the only man for me. I have to take everything he throws down, still I come back for more because I love him so. Now don't talk to me about loving, without him loving ain't nothing. That's why I'm going to be good as I can be till my baby comes back to me. About loving, without him loving ain't nothing. That's why I'm going to be good as I can be till my baby comes back to me, till my baby comes back to me.
A shame to have to part about a little thing you didn't start. Oh, it's sad. Oh, it's so sad. You'll get them blues, I'm here to tell you. You'll get them blue. The other night I went to the store. He thought I'd go to to meet little Joe. He up and left me. My man done left me. I got them blues. I'm here to tell you. I got them blues. Listen, friend, they got a line to get you. I'll bet you they'll get you. I'll bet you they'll get you. And you'll get them blues. I'm here to tell you, you'll get them blues.
as Buckley used to say, thank you, Count Basie. Dr. Jive Jives from October 1950, rounding out a set by Buddy Johnson and his big band. And Buddy had his featured vocalist was his baby sister, Ella Johnson. We started out with Buddy on the vocals, and did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? From June 1949, then Sister Ella, Till My Baby Comes Back, December 1951, also Ella again with a ballad side, You'll Get Them Blues, from January 1947, and an instrumental to wrap things up, Dr. Jive Jives, from 1950. You know, when I started doing this show, I had absolutely no clue about Buddy or Ella Johnson. I had never heard of them. And actually, it took a longtime listener, a black senior, to call me up and request things by Buddy and Ella Johnson. And it was interesting. He told me that basically Buddy and Ella had almost strictly a black following, like white folks. That was not one of the bands that white folks heard or endorsed. So it also was very difficult to find records by them because it was the white folks reissuing all the old things. And since they didn't know about it, it took quite a few years before you begin to see LPs with Buddy Johnson and the band. And then, of course, the CDs later than that. Another interesting thing, he was known as the King of the One-Nighters. And he would go out for months at a time, and they'd never play in the same place two nights in a row. And he did this for years, from the late 1930s through the mid-1950s. He kept the band on the road in business when other big bands were folding. One of the ways that he did it, he had no big names that were well-known in jazz. All the other big bands had star soloists that would work with them. The best known names in Buddy Johnson's band were, in later years, his vocalist Arthur Prysock started with Buddy, and the drummer, who is given credit for sort of turning around bebop drumming, Kenny Clark, who instead of writing everything on the hi-hat would take a crash cymbal and ride on it and sustain the rhythm on that. And those probably, and also there was, I think, an alto player who later joined Duke Ellington's band, Herb Minerve, who had Root Man Blues. Harold Minerve was his name, Harold Minerve, who had Root Man with Buddy and Ella, and then later joined the Ellington Orchestra. Anyways, that's our opening set, Buddy and Ella Johnson. Here on Blues Before Sunrise, from the sound of Buddy and Ella, let's go to Kansas City with Jay McShann and the band.
Forget your troubles and jump your blues away. If your woman tells you that she's going to stay, if your woman tells you that she's going to stay, don't drink no whiskey, just drop your blues away. You can't drown no trouble, boy, that's all a lie. You can't drown no trouble, boy, that's all a lie. I'll be drowning the blues until the day I die.
Yeah.
From Kansas City, Jay McShann and his orchestra, one of the swinging riff bands. We had Jumping the Blues from July 1942 and then Lonely Boy Blues. In both tunes, the vocals were handled by Walter Brown, and we wrapped it up with an instrumental, the earliest of the recordings from April 1941, a thing called Swingmatism, and Charlie Parker was still in the orchestra at that early date. Once again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Let's change the pace a little bit. Here's Hedda Brooks on piano and vocal. These are things that she did for the Bahari Brothers and their modern label. These go back, let's see, the first two are later, 1951, and then one that was a hit will follow up with Jukebox Boogie from 1946. Hedda Brooks.
When a woman cries, she has some man on her mind. Every woman cries, it's just the fate of her kind. When a woman cries into her pillow at night, you can just smile. Some man ain't done her right. What does he care if her heart is breaking? He taken all that she's had worth taking. When a woman cries, it's such a sorrowful shame. When a woman cries, some mean old man is to blame. Such a sorrowful shame. When a woman cries, some mean old man is to blame. When a woman cries, some mean old man is to blame. Don't call it love if it's just a fling, a kiss, a sigh.
goodbye and farewell. Don't call it love if it's not the thing that's strong enough to start an earthquake in your heart. Don't make a fool out of someone who cares. Don't let this be one of those impromptu affairs. If you don't feel what I'm conscious of, don't call it love. A kiss, a sigh, and farewell. Don't call it love if it's not the thing that's strong enough to start an earthquake in your heart. Don't make a fool out of someone who cares. Don't let this be one of those impromptu affairs. If you don't feel what I'm conscious of, don't call it love, my baby. Don't call it love. Don't call it love.
There's Hatta Brooks on piano and vocal, where vocals were heard. We had a couple of ballad sides, When a Woman Cries and Don't Call It Love, from a period around 1951 for the Bahari Brothers. And then much earlier, one that was a hit from 1946, The Jukebox Boogie. Hatta Brooks, and actually she starred, well, she didn't star, she was featured in a couple, I think there was a Bogart film in which she's seen. I think one of the later Bogarts for Columbia, Harry Cohn, was responsible. Hatta Brooks on piano and vocal. Here on Blues Before Sunrise, you know, we've been featuring a set of tenors every week here since we started the new year. Let's not break suit. We'll do it again this week. Got three sides here in a row by tenor man Julian Dash, who was heard in Erskine Hawkins' orchestra.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice stuff? That's Julian Dash on tenor, and he was in Erskine Hawkins' orchestra. Here he is with a bunch of small band sides gathered in one CD on the Blue Moon label, which is out of Spain. You can actually find this if you go online. Julian Dash, the complete recordings, 1950-1953. We heard Deacon Dash from January 1953, I believe it is, and it was on the Sitting In With label. And then two sides, we had the ballad side, Blue Velvet, wasn't that nice? October 1951, the one we just heard, Preaching, from February 1951, both of them done for the Mercury label. Julian Dash, here on Blues Before Sunrise, time for some Hep Harmony. Here are the Delta Rhythm Boys. I think this is a radio broadcast.
And now, friends, our guest performers, the Delta Rhythm Boys. And here they are with their opening selection, How High the Moon.
The stars are bright.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll fill my heart high the moon.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you, there's music. It is where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. Somewhere there's music, I know it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon.
Till you will, I'll still my heart high the moon.
The moon is high.
Thank you. that song. Oh, hear him come in the song. Watch that baby throw out his chest. Oh, boy, he's them bed up, he's on his breast. Lord, love him, I'm so happy and proud. I just feel like shouting out loud. My honey, come, come, come to your mammy, my substance told you, Sammy boy.
Yeah, there you had James Reese Europe, Lieutenant Jim Europe, and his Hellfighters band that served over in Europe during World War I. It was the Hellfighters band. And there was a CD here, 24 sides in all, complete recordings on Pathé. And that was Noble Sissel with the lyrics, My Chocolate Soldier Sammy Boy was the name of it. Lieutenant Jim Europe. Before that, Albert Ammons, one of those 12-inch 78s, The Monday Struggle on the Blue Note label from April 1939, great boogie piano. And speaking of Hep Harmony, it was the Delta Rhythm Boys appearing on radio back in 1944, and How High the Moon. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. This is hour number one. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number two. To take us up to station ID, let's listen to Lucky Thompson. This is a thing called Smooth Sailing.